Turl looked at his screens. There were no telltales.
I'll drive ahead under that tree.
Johnny steadied the ore sack as Turl slowly put the car under a mask of evergreens. He stopped again and turned on a light that lit up the area in front of the windshield. With a lift of his arm, Johnny spilled about 10 pounds of ore onto the tank bonnet. It flashed under the light. It was white quartz and wire gold. And it shone and glittered as though it had jewels in it as well. 8 pounds of it was pure wire gold from the load. Turl sat and stared through the windscreen at it. He swallowed hard.
There's a ton of it there, if it can be gotten out. It's in plain view.
The cyclo just sat and looked at the gold through the windscreen. Johnny scattered it so it shone better. He picked up the intercom again.
We're keeping our bargain. You must keep yours.
What do you mean?
Said Turl, detecting accusation.
You promised to give food and water and firewood to the females.
Turl shrugged.
Promises,
he said indifferently. Johnny put his arm around the gold and started to sweep it back into the ore sack and withdraw it. The motion was not lost on Turl.
Quit it. How do you know they aren't being cared for?
Johnny let the gold lie. He moved over so the light touched his face. He tapped a finger against his forehead.
There's something you don't know about humans. They have psychic powers sometimes. I have psychic powers with those females.
It would not do to tell Turl that it was the absence of a fire or a scout that alerted him. All's fair in love and war, as Robert the Fox would say. And this was both love and war.
You mean without radios, right?
Turl had read about this. He hadn't realized these animals had it. Damned animals.
Right. If she is not well cared for, and if she isn't all right, I know.
He tapped his head again.
Now, I have a pack here. It has food and water, and flints and firewood, and warm robes and a small tent. I'm going to lash it on top of this tank, and right away when you get back, you're to put it in the cage. Also, get the cage cleaned up, inside and outside, and fix the water supply.
It's just the tank. It goes empty, needs to be topped up. I've been busy.
And take those sentries away. You don't need sentries.
How did you know there were sentries?
Said Turl, suspiciously.
You just told me so tonight,
said Johnny into the intercom.
And my psychic powers tell me they tease her.
You can't order me around,
bristled Turl.
Turl, if you don't take care of the females, I just might take it into my head to wander up to those sentries and mention something I know.
What?
Demanded Turl.
Just something I know. It wouldn't cause you to be fired, but it would be embarrassing.
Turl suddenly vowed he had better get rid of those sentries.
You'll know if I don't do these things.
Johnny tapped his own forehead in the light. But the threat had unsettled Turl's spinning wits. On an entirely different tack, he demanded,
What'll you do with the gold if you don't deliver it?
Keep it for ourselves,
said Johnny, starting again to put it back in the bag. Turl snarled deep and threateningly. His amber eyes flared in the darkness of the tank.
I'll be damned if you will!
He shouted. Leverage. Leverage.
Listen. Did you ever hear of a drone bomber? Ha! I thought not. Well, let me tell you something, animal. I can lift off a drone bomber and send it right over that site. Right over your camp, right over any shelter, and bomb you out of existence! All by remote! You're not as safe as you think, animal!